I think the important thing is that at least they held the Congress to solve their issues and to deal with the leadership challenges, or to get a new leadership, the new mandate to run their party. And that is a commendable development. Of course, one of the resolutions leaves one uncomfortable, where the party leader, Mr. Tsvangirai, becomes so powerful, extent that is a key determinant of every party decision that is made. The challenge with that is that things only revolve around him, and that does not enhance internal party democracy. And it's a big challenge of many political parties, both ruling and opposition, in Zimbabwe at the moment, where you have this singular charismatic figure who makes determination of party policy without necessarily taking into account broader consensus and debate around the issue.
But do you think this will solve internal problems that the party has been experiencing?
I don't think it will solve internal party problems in a democratic fashion. They will be solved perhaps by diktat, because he now is a key decision maker on any major decision that is made, or including party property. But what it does do, though, is that it gives a challenge to all those that are in the national leadership to be able to negotiate and represent the interests of Congress and people around Congress on issues concerning their party, especially in the elections. Because the primary purpose of a political party, at the end of the day, is to get into government.